This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name is Megan Bellflower. I do have a story, but it's really not that, I guess, bigger of a deal. What I more so was calling about was wanting to pose maybe an interesting question for you, something that might be interesting to talk about on your show. But I guess first I'll do my story. Like I said, it's pretty small. I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and there is a place that we have here in Birmingham called Sloth Furnace, and it's actually been featured on some of the popular like ghost hunting shows and things like that. It's actually a beautiful old furnace. You can go and tour it. Just has like some really cool places that you could go and see how the steel was made in Birmingham. They have all these original like machinery pieces. It's very cool. It sounds boring, but it's really cool. But the coolest part about Sloth Furnace is that it has an underground tunnel. And it's quite eerie when you go down into the tunnel. Sometimes it can get flooded since it's underground, and so you have like water dripping from the ceiling and things like that. Well, me and a friend, we were at Sloth Furnace and we were taking a tour because I've lived in Birmingham all my life, never been to Sloth Furnace, thought I should go. We were down in the tunnel and there was not really a whole lot of people that were touring it that day. There were a few people, but they were all up top. And so we were hanging out down in the tunnel, you know, trying to creep each other out kind of a thing. And suddenly, like, we smelled cigarette smoke, like, coming out of nowhere. And we weren't sure if maybe the person that had come down before us had been smoking or something strange, or maybe it stayed trapped down there since it's kind of like underground. But nobody had been in the tunnel before us, so it was quite strange. And as we moved towards one of the pieces of machinery, it was like this big kind of like rail car looking thing that I guess someone could drive in the tunnel. As we got closer to the steering wheel, you could smell the cigarette smoke a lot stronger. So it was quite unexplainable as to how we could smell something that smelled like someone was smoking right next to us, even though there was nobody there but us, and we really didn't have anybody around us, or, you know, it was a pretty slow day for the museum and the tour. So we weren't sure. Could it have been something? We don't know. But what I wanted to pose to you to maybe talk about on the show is professionals come on before and like share their theory. But I wonder if some paranormal activity could be maybe angelic. I've always wondered about that. Because a lot of people say that all, you know, paranormal activity is demonic. But then, like, what about some of these weird cases where these people will appear to you and then, like, disappear and they'll, like, help you? Or they're friendly or something like that, or it's just unexplained, like how they got there, who they are, So I just wanted to pose that as an interesting question, is that like maybe some of these things that we perceive as ghosts, could they actually in fact be angels? And I guess you could almost say the same thing about the more, you know, mischievous kind of paranormal activity, or the kind of paranormal activity that is quite scary, could that be demonic? Could it even possibly be demonic in the fact that, you know, maybe demons use the shape of familiar people in order to trick us or something like that? I don't know. Just an interesting thing. I read a book where someone had this kind of theory, and I was curious as to, like, maybe what you thought about it. Is it in a way that kind of makes it less scary? Like, if you think of, like, maybe something that could be angelic and it's just frightening to us, you know, because it's something we've never seen before. Kind of like when, I guess, like in the original Christmas story in the Bible, how Mary is afraid of the angel, you know, that appears to her. I mean, of course, that's frightening, you know. So anyway, just an interesting question. Again, my name is Megan Bellflower. Thanks for your time.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.